Gilman guides you through the twilight streets of Innsmouth. You cross the iron bridge over the Manuchet River, its dark waters murmuring below, then walk along River Street. To your left rises the imposing silhouette of the blackened brick jail, its barred windows staring out at the street like dead eyes. Farther on, the old East India Marine Merchants Bank reveals its decrepit facade. As night falls, you reach Old Town Square. The semi-circular square is swarming with an unusual crowd, several hundred inhabitants wielding torches and lanterns that cast dancing shadows across the cobblestones, but their faces. Many display the characteristic Innsmouth look, bulging, glassy eyes, unnaturally wide mouths, and scaly skin that glistens in the firelight. Their shambling gait and webbed hands create a nightmarish procession. You see an imposing figure draped in blue-green robes adorned with sea-themed patterns on a makeshift stage. The man, his features distorted, scans the crowd with his fixed, inhuman eyes. Suddenly, a strange melody rises, a guttural chant with dissonant harmonies that seems to echo from the very depths of the sea.